This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, I always again reluctantly express our greetings to each of you. And before we begin, we would once again remind you that that opportunity for you to exist and to participate in that altered state of consciousness and that telepathic interaction or exchange of information continues to exist for each of you. You have but to express the intent, and once again, at that opportunity, for many, we'll give to you information that is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you're experiencing is a validation of your beliefs. We suggested that many, many times. It's the basis of the message that we attempted to present to each of you. It's a validation of the belief that you hold, or a belief system which is a combination of beliefs. A combination of beliefs similar to an analogy in which the elements that you experience in your so-called real and awake consciousness state are comprised of atoms, and the atoms form the molecules, and the molecules form the substance that forms the so-called solid or semi-solid elements that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so it is that the realities you are experiencing or a validation of belief systems, a combination of beliefs, of all the various types of beliefs, the human consciousness and the societal and the individual belief systems combined to form a belief system that's being validated by the experience that you're involved in. The experience can be witnessed by many individuals who are participating in the creation and indeed involved in the particular activities of the event that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And each individual can receive and experience different emotions and feelings depending upon the beliefs that they hold that are being validated in the reality that they're experiencing. And so for one it can be a joyous experience, and for another it can be not so joyous. A very simple form of an analogy to give you some type of an explanation is to be involved in a sporting event where there are indeed various individuals participating both in the competition and indeed in the audience, in the spectators if you wish, who are all emotionally involved in this particular event that they are actively participating in and creating. And for some it can be an overjoyous experience if they win, and for others it can be a devastating experience to lose. While that's a very simple example, nonetheless you can apply it to all of the experiences that you're involved in. For some it's a very joyous activity or experience, and for others that same interaction can be very difficult for them to handle or to be involved in that experience, validating the beliefs you hold. Validating belief systems that you hold. And so the reality, once again, is a veladachin of your beliefs. And if you wish to change it, you change the belief. And you change the belief many times, the experience doesn't alter, but your perception of that experience alters. And you don't have the same emotions and feelings connected with it. Even though it can be the same particular outcome in terms of the so-called ramifications, if you wish, of a particular experience that you're involved in. And so, the reality is a validation of belief systems. Change the beliefs, and you will alter the reality. It really is that simple. In changing the belief, it's important to understand what it is that you desire. What do you desire? Many individuals are involved in searching for some type of activity to be involved in. It could be what some refer to as their life's calling. They want to be involved in some type of an activity or some type of an occupation that gives them a gratification in accomplishing something, whatever it is, whether it be you're involved in some type of creation process in terms of the various arts that are available to each of you, or whether you're involved in some type of a healing situation where you are assisting others in their difficulties in experiencing healings within their reality. What it is that you desire is very important. And it's important that you are specific in what it is that you desire. The more specific you can be, the more definite that you can be, then the better. The more chance there is for you to experience that reality, to alter the belief system. You see, to simply suggest that I'd like to help people heal themselves, well, is that really what you desire? To just be in that situation? Or is there a particular element that you'd like to be involved in your assistance of individuals? And if you're going to assist those individuals, would you like to be compensated for what you're doing? You see, if you don't have compensation and you can't survive, you can't support yourself, then it becomes very difficult to perpetuate the activities that you're involved in. And so all of the elements are put into place. What it is that you desire. Use your imagination to fulfill the entire picture, not just a part of it. Be specific. Think about all of the ramifications of this healing situation that you may desire to be involved in. How far are you going to be involved? What's the involvement going to be? Is it going to be on a personal level, or is it going to be more in a clinical style? Are you, once again, going to be a volunteer type of individual, or do you need to be compensated? In what type of compensation do you desire? Do you desire to have simply a compensation that allows you to continue to function, or do you wish to be compensated in a manner that allows you to enjoy and to experience other realities that you desire? And so it's important that you fill it all in. Fill in the blanks. Don't just desire to be joyous. Don't just desire to be happy. You need more. You need to understand what it is that you desire that's going to get you there, the type of occupation that you wish to be involved in. We've used the analogy before that it's like you desire an automobile and you leave it there. And so, a week later, someone gives you an automobile. You drive that automobile for a few days and you discover that it needs all types of repairs in order for you to continue to drive it. And so while it came to you, maybe quite easily, to sustain it and to have something that's valuable and of real assistance to you is beyond your means and your capacity. And so while you've created the automobile, it's not really what you meant when you expressed that desire. Be specific. If you want an automobile, make it the automobile that you desire, not just an automobile. You can have that easy enough, but it may not be what you desire. You may look at it and say, well, I didn't want that. I didn't want that piece of junk. I wanted the Cadillac that will take me wherever I want to go. And so it's important to be specific about what it is that you desire. Be specific. Use your imagination of what it would be like to have it. Use your imagination, not only what it would be like to have it, but what it would be like once you have it and sustain it. What's it going to be like next week? What's it going to be like a month from now? Use your imagination. And then you must have the expectation. You see, you can go through all of the desires and you can say, I want this and this and this, and then you can use your imagination of what it would be like to have that and that and that, and then along comes this lack of self-worth. Along comes this not liking who you are, and along comes this not loving yourself consciously. And so the desire which has been put in place and the imagination which is rounded all out and you can see it all there really doesn't mean anything, because at some level you don't believe that you're worthy of accomplishing it and bringing that into your reality. You don't believe that you're worthy of having it. It's that belief that fits into that entire belief system that makes it difficult to achieve it. Or because you don't believe that you're worthy, you accomplish it, you get that desire fulfilled, the imagination to a certain extent, and then you run into a roadblock and it all ends. Because you really didn't believe that you could have it anyway, because you're not worthy. Because you don't like who you are, you don't love yourself consciously. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Understand what it is that you desire. Use your imagination. Use your imagination to fulfill and to experience the feelings and emotions of what it would be like to have it. And then expect it to come into your reality. And when you put all of that in place, it begins to influence your thought process. And as it begins to influence your thought process, that begins to influence the choices and decisions that you make. And lo and behold, you begin to put yourself into the position where it's possible for you to have the opportunity to bring what was once simply a distant possibility into now a probability. And you can have it. You can experience it. It's yours. The only limitation to the reality that you can experience, the only limitation to your creation process, is your imagination. If you can imagine it, you can have it. If you can imagine it, you can hold the belief systems to create the reality, and the spark of consciousness that you are will create that reality, to validate the belief system. It will do so without judging whether it's right or wrong. It will do so from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and it will do so rejoicing in its ability to validate your beliefs and to create whatever it is you desire. It really is that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yeah, I think you pretty much sort of answered my question, but I'm going to ask it. Okay, say the reality, belief comes first, change the reality. Now, if you're, like, say, with different types of addictions, and people are labeled, and then you start thinking, believing that these labels, like, this is true, and then you try to, why can you not just... think it, say, you know what, I'm going to change that belief. I'm not going to believe that I'm that, or I'm not going to believe this is true. So by saying it, by thinking it, is it that simple that you can change your belief?
Hmm.
You know, I don't know how to explain it. I think, yeah.
Many of the so-called addictions, if you wish, or the personality traits that one exhibits, are based again upon what you believe in who and what you truly are. When you come into this so-called incarnational period, you put in place belief systems from other levels of your consciousness that allow you to experience, or at least to have the opportunity and possibility to experience, certain realities. And many of them can be addictions, if you wish. Individuals, certain individuals believe that they have addictions to certain elements. And many of those beliefs are put in place once again in the so-called between incarnational part of your experience and of your creation process. Your scientists are looking at the genetic makeup and at the DNA makeup of individuals, and they're discovering indeed that there are certain elements, particularly in the DNA, that when they find it consistent through various individuals, indicate that that personality, that that individual has a potential to addictions that is greater than an individual who doesn't carry that particular element in their DNA. It's a belief that you put in place, if you wish, in your so-called altered states of consciousness. Can you change it? Absolutely, you can change it. The only limitation to the reality that you experience is your imagination. You have, in this so-called new age and new energy, these entities who are being born, if you wish, into this particular time, who are bringing with them the understanding that they have the capacity to alter their reality simply by desiring. And those individuals are actually altering their DNA to the point where your so-called scientists would look at it and not recognize it as being the same DNA as what that individual had before they altered it. Complete alteration of the DNA to the point where, from your scientific testing perspective, it's not the same DNA. And they alter things like the capacity to handle and to end, if you wish, addictions. They alter the possibilities and strong probabilities of experiencing certain illnesses to the point where they eliminate it, where it's no longer a probability, but rather a very distant possibility. They alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, they activate or deactivate various aspects of the DNA. And these so-called indigo children that are being born into your reality, into this particular incarnational period, understand at some level of their consciousness that they can have that. They don't ask for it. They don't believe that it's something that they have to pray for. They don't look around and wonder what they have to do. They simply expect it. They don't want that in their reality from a conscious state, and so they alter it. That capacity lies within each of you. You have but to believe. But it comes back to the basics of your liking who you are, loving yourself consciously. You see, when you're involved in, many individuals are involved in addictions, many times there is that feeling as well that they are not worthy, that it's very difficult for them to alter, that they're different from someone else who has no problem altering addictions. They look upon themselves as being less than, if you wish. They look upon themselves as not having the ability to control their physical being. And it's not that way at all. But if they hold that belief, the reality you experience validates the belief you hold. Do you believe that it can be altered? You see, it doesn't matter what we tell you. It's what you believe. It doesn't matter we tell you you can change it. If you don't believe you can, then you won't change it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. That's what's important. Can you change it? What do you believe? It's really that simple. What do you believe? When we continuously ask other individuals, what do you believe? They feel like we're putting them off, and yet that's the answer. What do you believe? Because you see, when you understand what you believe, then you can change it. If you don't take the time to go with inside, if you don't take the time to connect with who and what you truly are, then it becomes very difficult to consciously understand what you believe, because you choose to make it difficult. What do you believe? You entered into this vibrational level putting in the limitations. You entered into this vibrational level, making it difficult to know who and what you truly are. Not only you, but every entity existing within your vibrational level chose to exist within this vibrational level for the very purpose of making it difficult to understand who and what you truly are. So what do you believe? Therein is the answer. What do you believe? If you can understand what it is that you believe, then you can change it. Does it take a long time to change it? What do you believe? If you believe that it can be changed instantly, then you can change it instantly. If you believe you can change it through meditation, then you can change it through meditation. If you believe that you can change it by simply going through a conscious process, then you can change it by going through a conscious process. What do you believe? It's really that simple. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. So what do you believe? We continuously come back to that, and it's not a put down, it's more of an understanding. What do you believe? Get a grasp on what it is that you believe, and you can alter it. You can change it. Absolutely. If you believe that addictions are difficult to alter, then find out why you believe that. Change the belief. If you change the belief, we guarantee you will change the reality. Absolutely. There are but three things you cannot change. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail. The rest you can change. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's your creation that validates your beliefs. If you wish to change it, change the belief. What do you believe? Such a simple statement. But the key to understanding this reality creation process. If you don't know what you believe, it becomes very difficult to alter it. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
Yes. Anything
else? Hi, I think I'd like to ask a question. Maybe as a follow-up. If you made a statement one time that some people that have succeeded in altering their reality to some certain degree are considered by the mainstream and perhaps by the rest of us as being mentally ill. Can you elaborate on that?
We, from our perspective, look upon your so-called reality, and we don't see this so-called mental illness as being a state, if you wish, that's any better or any worse than any other state. You see, the right or wrong or the good or bad or the desirable or less than desirable is a state that occurs in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, what we have suggested is that if individuals existing within your so-called awakened consciousness state begin to fully grasp who and what they truly are, and they begin to hold within their so-called awakened consciousness state concepts of other multidimensional personalities that they are, that it becomes impossible to function. And what we have suggested is at that point, in all likelihood, you would be determined to be in what, in your so-called awakened consciousness state and in society as being an individual who is insane or in an insanity state of mind. And so what we've suggested is that if it were possible for you to understand fully and entirely who and what you truly are, all of the elements of this reality that you are experiencing, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the other so-called incarnational periods that you're involved in. If you did away with this so-called time and space concept, and you had the full grasp of it, you would, in all likelihood, be what you would be termed as an insane person. In all likelihood as well, you would not continue to exist within this vibrational level. You see, you're in this vibrational level by choice. And you're in this vibrational level with the so-called agreement to put in place the limitation to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. You are so much more. Your awakened consciousness state deals with this little aspect of this incarnational period, and it puts all the importance on that particular reality that you're experiencing. And in your awakened consciousness state, you think this is all there is. This is it. This is the most important creation process that you can be involved in. But we've suggested many times that it's not really all that there really is. Not that it's not important, but it's only one element of many facets of creation process that you're involved in. And so we need you to have the capacity to grasp that concept in your awakened consciousness state. You would in all likelihood be termed as being an insane person. You're going to hold it all in your conscious state and function with the limitations that you put upon with your so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems. It just wouldn't fit. And it is once again, in all likelihood, you wouldn't be here. You would terminate your existence in this vibrational level. You see, the whole purpose of being in this vibrational level is to limit that understanding in your awakened consciousness state. So that as a result of that limitation, the experiences have a much more intense emotion and feeling than what they would have if you didn't have the limitation of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so if you take that away, if you eliminate it completely, you once again begin to attempt to hold all of that understanding in your awakened consciousness state, and you would not function well in your society, and once again, in all likelihood, would cease to exist in this vibrational level. It's a choice. You're here by choice, not because you have to be. And at some point, to use your reference once again to time and space, at some point, you will choose to leave this vibrational level. You will choose to leave. You don't have to leave. You don't have to go through any type of a growth. You don't have to have any type of experience. You simply choose. The same as you chose to be here. Does that answer your question? Well now, well it is indeed once again been a pleasure to be with you in this afternoon. And we would like to express our gratitude to each of you once again. We come because we enjoy these interactions, and while it may seem that we have access to information that's beyond what you have the capacity to understand, it's important to understand that we tell you simply that which you desire to hear. To suggest that we have available to us information that's not available to each of you is ridiculous. To suggest that we are somehow an individual who has more knowledge of your creation process than what each of you contain with inside of you is just not feasible. You understand the creation process at some level of your consciousness far better than what we do from a level of consciousness that exists outside of your vibrational level. We tell you what you desire to hear. It's important that you grasp that. Because you see, many individuals are searching for answers to this creation process. And you begin to look into books, and you begin to listen to different channels and entities who are giving information. And it all has its limitations. It all has suggestions. But the answer cannot be written down or expressed through a vocabulary. It must be experienced. It must be felt, if you wish. It's an emotion and a feeling that you can experience from going within the hide. The information that you desire is within each of you. Go within the hide. When you begin to look into your various mediums in terms of publications, understand the limitations. They are but keys that allow you access through the door to your inner conscience and to the true answers. The information is available to each of you. You have but to go with inside. You have but to believe. You are all that is. It's not written down in a book somewhere. No one can express more than what you already know. No one can give you the answers. You must discover them. And it's an inward journey. You are all that is. You exist throughout your entire universe. You are the creators and the maintainers of this entire universe. It's your creation. It's your reality. And you create it from the level of consciousness that exists within inside of you. Go with inside. Make that journey and you will discover the answers that you desire. Now, once again, it has been a pleasure to interact and to share with each of you, and we would like to once again express our gratitude, and we would remind you as well that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you, most certainly. And so until the next time that you offer us this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.